genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
It is the Chris and Doc Show. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday. Clear 52, sunshine today.
Happy Wednesday.
And a high of 75.
Today is the last day to get your baskets in. This morning is the last morning to get your baskets in for the Easter basket
drive. Extending it just a little bit to give you a little extra cushion of time until 10 o'clock this morning.
Today's the day they start going out the door, right?
Today's the organization. Tomorrow they'll be heading out the door.
So get them in here, 500 South Phillips Avenue, and drop off some baskets and help some kids.
Thanks to everybody who helped out. A lot of good-looking baskets. Thank you for all the chocolate. For the kids. I didn't touch a thing, I promise.
I did. I will confess, a few years ago, a basket spilled. And I may or may not have...
spilled or got kicked, Chris.
I didn't do it. I'm just saying there was maybe a stray Mr. Goodbar that...
Oh, that was me.
Got handled, by me. You want to clean that mess up? Yes. Speaking of Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was driving home. This has nothing to do with Easter baskets. And I noticed down on the I-90 there. I like to call it I-90. You could call it whatever you want.
Interstate 90? What else would you call it?
And there was a guy in a truck pulling a trailer.
Yep.
Heaped with roadkill. He was cleaning up the roadkill.
The
DOT guy? Yeah. The roadkill guy? I don't know. Poor guy? I don't know.
A hungry guy?
It had a lot of roadkill in it.
Okay.
I would say between 7 and 10 deer.
Okay.
Piled on this thing.
Which is not uncommon for South Dakota.
And so then I started really paying attention. I thought, I wonder how many times he's going to have to stop before he hits the South Dakota border. Holy mackerel, are there a lot of dead animals on the side of the road. If you just pay attention, which every day I see him and I kind of, you think, there's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're thinking, I'm going to count the deer, I'm going to pay attention to how many dead deer, raccoons,
everything,
ostriches, whatever is on the side
ostriches.
Of the road. I've seen
it. I know you have.
It was amazing. The guy, and I don't know where he started. I'm assuming he was just on I-90. I don't know. But he already had a half full trailer, and there were 4 or 5 more deer in the next 2-3 miles. I mean, because he was almost to the border already.
Right.
A handful of raccoons, other things, just the amount of roadkill when you really stop to notice it is astronomical.
You should go to work for the South Dakota Tourism Board.
Hey, look, kids. We've done, when we were on our way to Grandma's one day, we did a contest to see who could spot the first wild animal that wasn't
dead?
A bird.
Okay.
Living or a bird.
Okay.
Although turkey and pheasants counted.
They're birds.
Right, but they're different birds. They're not swallows.
You and your rules.
I have lots of rules. We saw lots and lots of dead things.
Not a whole lot of alive
not
things?
Not a whole lot of live wild.
Oh.
But it was just interesting. Yesterday it just stuck out because he was cleaning it up. I went, I wonder how many... Oh, there's one. Oh, there's one. Oh, there's one on the other side. Oh, there's two in the middle.
And realize he's stopping every time, getting the tools of the trade out.
He was just dragging the one. I don't know if he had... It's hard to shovel a deer.
No, but for the smaller animals, you gotta... Let's just say there's some scrapage
don't
involved.
Don't you just fling them further?
So you wearing gloves?
Yes. Pick them up and fling them further into the field. So there you go. There's your Easter thought of the day. It's a time of renewal.
Happy spring. Happy rebirth.
It's 6:21. Those things ain't coming back.
The Chris and Doc Show.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
6:48. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Clear skies this morning. 48 now. We'll see a high today of 75.
It was on this date in 1964. Is that right?
I don't know. Oh.
That the Beatles had all top 5 songs in the nation.
That's impressive stuff. Hasn't happened, didn't happen before that, won't ever happen again.
Can you name all 5? Of course you can't. They
Love
also
me,
had,
do.
They also, no. They
please,
also
please
had,
me.
Just stop.
You said, can you name them all?
I'll play them and you can try and name them.
Oh.
That's a better deal, right? They had also 7 other songs in the top 100. So they had 12 songs on the top 100 on this date.
That's impressive.
All right, here they are. You ready? You got to name them. Ready? Can't buy me.
Well, that one's easy.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
God, those Beatles, huh? Okay, that was one of them. I don't know the order either. I should have looked, but I didn't. That you got.
What's
that
the title?
One. Please, please,
please, please, please.
You had that one actually.
Okay.
All right. That one's
shaking that baby now.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout. Uh-huh.
From Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And others.
All right. That's
three. Three.
Here's one more.
Oh, I want to hold your hand.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Tell you something.
Those Beatles, huh? And here was the fifth of the top five songs.
She loves you, yeah.
Of course.
She loves you,
there you go. Good job, Beatles.
Imagine what it would have been like. I mean, just to have the... There's only a certain number of songs on a countdown, on the charts.
Yeah.
You have the top five.
And 12... You have over... you have 12%. Of the top songs in the country. Man.
It's quick math there.
It must have been fun. Or miserable. I get the feeling they weren't thrilled
with
it all.
They were surly people.
I think so.
A lot like you and I.
6:50, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show. She almost lost
her mind. The Chris and Doc Show. It's time for Chris and Doc's Brain Squeeze. On 101.9. KTWB.
336-1019. The brand new question is, the average lifespan of one of these in America is 7 years.
7 years. This is a new question.
Brand new question. 336-1019.
Sunshine on tap for your Wednesday all day. 75 for the high today. Another kind of breezy day. Winds up to 25 miles per hour.
Let's go to the phones and ask this question. The average lifespan of one of these in America is 7 years. What do you think?
A blow dryer.
A blow dryer.
Oh, that's a good solid answer.
You got to clean those out.
Sorry, you're full of hot air.
You got to vacuum the back. That's a. You ever vacuum the back of your hair dryer?
No.
Try it.
Look at me. Do I look like I use a hair dryer?
No, but you have a family. They use hair dryers,
sure,
don't they?
Sure. It's not my job to maintain their hair.
You're going to buy the next one, though. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
What a water heater.
Water heater. Good guess. No, not a water heater. Great guess. We got lucky, the guy who just replaced our water heater said, because ours lasted longer than normal.
Really?
We just replaced it. Man, that having hot water
is nice
every time. That is something. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Is it a pheasant?
A pheasant. Good guess. Interesting guess. No, not a pheasant.
Read the question again.
The average lifespan of one of these in America is 7 years.
That's how she... Lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
And it may be. I don't know what it is. It might be an animal.
It
might be a person.
That went a different direction from... Not often do we ask a question where it can go from hair dryer, water heater, to pheasant.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
A toilet.
Toilet. No, not a toilet. That actually, we had that question. That is 80 plus years.
Yeah, it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you're doing with it.
What?
You can break a toilet.
We'll come back to it tomorrow. The average lifespan of one of these in America is 7 years.
The Chris and Doc Show. Pain is a good thing.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:48. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
That's us. You are you. Clear and 48 this morning, 75 for the high later on this afternoon.
This hour of the Chris and Doc Show is brought to you by Joey's Seafood and Grill.
You should check out their website, joeysseafoodsf.com.
What's that stand for, the SF?
Sioux Falls.
Oh, Sioux Falls, sure. That makes sense.
Or seafood, I guess. It could be either one.
Joey's Seafood.
Well, no, because that would be Joey's Seafood Seafood.
JoeysSeafoodSF.com.
57th and Western in the Bridges Plaza, and you can enjoy Lent there 7 days a week. I highly recommend. What did I have? What was it?
You had the...
Blue crab stuffed haddock. That was like 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, and I still remember it. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, we talked a little bit earlier about Martina McBride. She was on the
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The Daily Dish we were talking about.
She was doing a concert, even though she felt a little under the
weather.
She
felt really sick, but it was almost sold out, so she thought, you know what, I'm going to perform for these people anyway.
The show must go on.
And she was coughing and hacking up a lung during the show. Wouldn't it be great if she made everybody in Green Bay sick? I mean, not because it's Green Bay, but just, is that the most responsible thing to do, Martina?
Today's headlines. You know, if you work at a place, they tell you, if you're sick, just stay home. Mm-hmm.
Not Martina.
No, she wanted her money.
Let's get 10,000 people in one room and then send a sick person in.
And cough on them from a height.
And put them in the front. Yes, put them on.
Maybe not the entire crowd of however many thousands of people were at the show, but those first three rows, you're out of luck.
Wouldn't it be great if it, like, was a new thing and it, like, Legionnaires' disease? Remember all those people got sick at the American Legion?
It'll be like the McBride pandemic? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, so they named the disease Legionnaires' disease.
That's
maybe
right.
They could name a disease after Martina McBride. Like Martina McMeasles. Wouldn't that be great?
I don't know if that would help much for her career.
I can't come into work today. I have Martina McMeasles. Oh, geez, are you okay? Yeah, I kind of have a fever and I have diarrhea. Well, then by all means, stay home.
Stay home. It's gone.
Got the big poops. The Chris.